Good afternoon. Welcome to the Portland City Council. We're going to begin our afternoon session. Carla, please call the roll.
Adams?
Here.
Leonard?
Here.
Saltzman?
Here.
Sten?
Here.
Potter?
Here. I'd like to remind folks that prior to offering public testimony to City Council, a lobbyist must declare which entity he or she is authorized to represent. Please read the 2 p.m. time certain.
Agenda item 318, extend moratorium on development within commercial and industrial zones on Hayden Island.
Mr. Adams.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm pleased to announce that with some hard work, representatives from the Neighborhood Association and businesses on the island, with major property stakeholders, key property stakeholders on the island, with PDOT and Portland Office of Transportation, and with representatives in consultation with representatives from the Oregon Department of Transportation, that major stakeholders have come together to agree on how to plan a more successful future for Hayden Island. And what that means is today we will be considering an amendment to the moratorium. The moratorium will be continued, but an amendment to the moratorium that instead of extending it for 6 months, that we would extend it for 3 months. And in that intervening time, we would do some important focused work involving the property owned by the Janssen Dynamic Corporation that will give all stakeholders an opportunity to address the street connectivity, including pedestrian and vehicular traffic, transit access and circulation, and access from the island southbound for the freeway. And the goal of these next 3 months is to come to agreement among all the stakeholders on how best to move forward on the redevelopment of the Janssen Beach Supercenter property. There have been a lot of people that have been involved with this effort, and I want to thank especially my staff, Warren Jimenez and Jesse Beeson. I'd like to thank my PDOT team as well. I'd like to thank the neighborhood associations. I'd like to thank the owners of, you're going to hear from some of the owners of major property owners on the island. I think that the amendment that I would like to introduce now is an important enhancement of our existing efforts to improve Hayden Island moving forward, while keeping, some of you asked me on the way into the room, while keeping the moratorium in place in the next 3 months and continuing the moratorium after the 3 months, but the change between at the end of the 3 months and moving forward after that would be to get these kinds of agreements on improvements to the Janssen Beach Center site, connectivity, transit access, access to the freeway. So moving forward with the moratorium beyond the 3 months, but that we would all feel good about the reinvestment in the Janssen Beach Supercenter site that would allow that redevelopment to occur after the 3 months, but the moratorium continues on other kinds of building. The kinds of building that we would envision being continuing to fall under the moratorium would be construction that would produce significant new trips, and that's the kind of, or construction that would add significant new parking, although we want parking to be a topic of discussion in our work with the Janssen Beach Supercenter in the next 3 months, or we would also continue to moratorium projects that would hinder access on and off of I-5. So that would continue after the three-month period. But we think, based on the conversations that stakeholders have had with me, I believe that we can get agreement on the Janssen Beach Center site, take care of a lot of issues there, and allow them to move forward with their redevelopment and reinvestment and improvement to that site. So that's what we're talking about today. And if I could move the amendment so then we can have testimony on the amendment. Can I move it as a... the proposed?
Yes.
Okay. So I'd like to move the amendment. It's this piece of paper, and it simply says that modify Directive A of the ordinance to read, Ordinance number 180475 is amended to extend the moratorium imposed by that ordinance from April 4th, 2007 to and including July 5th, 2007 by amending Directive E to read, quote, "This moratorium shall expire on June 6th, 2007 unless the council extends it in accordance with state law," close quote.
Commissioner Adams, you said June 6th. It's July 6th.
July 6th. Sorry.
Yep, I thought that it would still continue, but with some exception.
And after, by law, we can only extend it for a chunk of period of time, not to exceed 6 months. We're doing this extension for 3 months. It's my intention to extend it beyond that if necessary, and I think it would be necessary, but it would be done in a modified way.
But I think it needs to be clear the council needs to support that.
That's what I said.
You said it was your intention. I mean, the whole council has to vote on to agree to do that.
And that's why I said my intention.
Okay.
Not the council's intention. I'm only one vote on the council.
Did I hear a second?
Glad you remembered that.
Did I hear a second?
Second.
Please call the vote.
Actually, if we could now take testimony.
Oh, that's right. We did jump the gun, didn't we?
It's all right.
Okay.
So we, my office has invited 4 folks to come up and testify. Rick Gill from the neighborhood coming up, Steve Abel, Representative Jansen Dynamic Corporation, and John Tuish, who is a major property owner, another additional major property owner on the island.
Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, please state your name for the record.
Rick Gill, Mayor Potter, Commissioners Leonard, Adams, Saltzman, and Stinn. I am the past president and current treasurer of Hayden Island Neighborhood Network, also known as High Noon. High Noon is an organization of 14 homeowners and renters associations representing condominiums, floating homes, manufactured homes, and houses. I am asking each of you to vote in favor of extending the Hayden Island development moratorium for 3 reasons. First, the moratorium provides a reasonable period of time to complete a neighborhood plan for Hayden Island that makes sure the maximum development allowed by the zoning codes is in balance with the capacity of the road system and is a plan that is best for all island businesses, property owners, and residents. As the Oregonian stated in its August 27, 2006 editorial, Hayden Island residents are right to seek some breathing room to develop a plan for their neighborhood, which has never received the attention it deserves. Second, the moratorium is a new development pause until it is better known how the impact of the alternative selected to replace the interstate bridge will affect Hayden Island. Third, voting against extending the moratorium is taking a laissez-faire, caveat emptor position that could result in larger problems for Hayden Island and the who knows how many billion dollar Columbia River Crossings project. Please vote in favor of extending the Hayden Island development moratorium. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Good afternoon. For the record, my name is Steve Abel. I'm an attorney with the Stoll Reeves office, 900 Southwest 5th Avenue, Suite 2600, Portland, 97204. Today I represent the Jansen Dynamic Corporation, the owner of the Jansen Beach Shopping Center. You've seen me before in these proceedings back in October and then 60 days later in December, opposing the moratorium as it impacted the Jansen Beach Center site. As I said in those comments, moratoriums are serious tools. They have ramifications for property owners, for residents, and for the city itself. I want to thank Commissioner Adams and his staff for working with us over the space of the last week or so to try to find a way in which we can proactively, positively work with the island, work with the Jansen Beach Center to the prosperity of the center as well as the prosperity of the city's citizens. I'm pleased this morning to have thrown away my notes that I was going to bring and talk about today and instead support the amendment as proposed by Commissioner Adams. My client and I look forward to a positive, cooperative, and diligent process over the next 3 months to resolve issues and come back before you in 3 months with the answer to the problems. So thank you very much.
Steve, thank you for all your work as well, and Steve Tang as well, coming up from California a couple of times to help us work on this. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
My name is John Teutsch. I'm the owner or the principal of the Columbia Crossings LLC, and we have 125 acres on the west end of the island that includes the marinas and the uplands that are related to those marinas, and we've owned it since 2000. In fact, it was February of 2000 when we acquired it. And I live in Seattle, Washington. I'm a real estate developer, and we do developments in Seattle and up and down the I-5 corridor. And I, first of all, would say I'm in favor of extending the moratorium. We had talked to the city about the potential for development on our site because it is zoned where we could do multifamily, at least a portion of it. And we've been advised that there was a failure of capacity at the intersection, the I-5 intersection. And basically our decision was to wait to see how things were going to develop with regard to the new bridge, the light rail station that's been slated to go on the island. And what our vision is that basically that Hayden Island could be something a lot more than it is now, which is instead of being a category killer, big box place, and just a place for cars, that it could be a place for people. And that when you're looking at this, we're hopeful that the best site on the island is, of course, Jansen Beach Shopping Center, which is right next to I-5, but that's, you should consider up zones there for more density. And a neighborhood that's more like what I've already seen in other parts of Portland, and that's the South Waterfront and the Pearl District, and not just something that I think 20 years from now people are going to look back at and say, what were we thinking? And this is this kind of thinking was out of date when we did it. Because I think that what we're seeing, it's happening in Seattle at Northgate, which is becoming more density, more, when I say density, I'm speaking of residential density in terms of multifamily housing and that sort of thing, where you get people on the street and you get pedestrian activity, and it's not just an automotively oriented type of development. And I was under the impression that what you're going to do is look at the zoning on the entire island and not just at Jansen Beach Shopping Center, because what you do there is going to have a profound impact on our property, and there's some other large property owners on the island who, I read the editorial, who are also going to be affected by what happens here and the precedent that gets set. So thank you for your time, and I appreciate your moratorium.
Thank you. And Carla, we can call up two folks, Brad Houghton, and then he's been active on the island for a number of years. And then two, and we can go into
Elise? Yeah. If Tim Helzer and Everett Roberts would come up.
How many folks do we have on the list?
Four more after them.
Please state your name for the record when you speak, and you each have 3 minutes.
Mayor, Council, my name is Brad Houghton. I operate a business on Hayden Island, Columbia Crossings, and so I think this is the third time I've come to talk to you about this. And I'm glad to see that it's moving forward. I really don't have very much to present to you today that hasn't been presented in the past with the last three speakers. I think one of the things that you will have to admit is that support and interest for this process has grown on the island over the last 6 months and continues to grow. I'm impressed with the work that the Planning Commission has accomplished already, and we're definitely all looking forward to the opportunity to participate in developing a new direction for the community that's there, and therefore support this moratorium and hope that we'll continue to move the planning process forward and end up with a new community that is vibrant and supports an urban lifestyle. Thank you.
Thank you, Brad.
My name is Everett Roberts. I have lived on Hayden Island since 1972. So naturally, I've seen a lot of problems come and go. And the main problem has always been access and egress. Now, with a moratorium and with the finalization of what is going to happen to the I-5 bridge and how that is resolved should and hopefully will resolve some of our are most of our traffic problems. If it resolves our traffic problems, then I'm sure that development can be addressed and enhanced along so that we have a plan, so that we conform to a plan. Now, up until now, most of Hayden Island was not developed under a plan, and we need that plan. Thank you.
Chairman Potter, members of the Portland City Council, my name is Tim Helzer, 187 North Hayden Bay Drive, Portland. Appointed by High Noon Board starting in 2004, I led a group of more than 40 residents, local business owners, civic leaders, and services professionals in drafting the 10 vision statements and 40 projects of Hayden Island's Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan. Thanks to the initiative and leadership of Commissioner Sam Adams and this council, these vision statements and proposed projects are now in the hands of Joe Zender, city planners, and local representatives to more fully develop the details of Hayden Island's Comprehensive Neighborhood Plan for eventual approval by this council. However, this would not have been possible without the wise enactment of this council 6 months ago of a moratorium on commercial development across the island. Yet, major threats to disrupting this highly effective planning process continue to emerge. The Columbia River Crossing Group, with all of its planning expertise and public involvement, remain a major threat to the safe and efficient accessibility to and from the island. We must get our plan in place first in order to influence the Columbia River Crossing planners to accommodate to our plans and not the other way around. In a related issue, in the last 5 years, the management of Jansen Beach Mall has refused countless invitations and initiatives by High Noon to become actively involved in the island's planning and development process. Now they cry foul and impugn the motives and integrity of Sam Adams and the City Council, when the mall's management has always had equal access and opportunity to help shape the future of Hayden Island. However, the special exemptions Jansen Beach Mall management requested 6 months ago did not address the broader issues and interests of the community, but focused instead on the poorly conceived and narrowly drawn business plans of out-of-town owners. We believe our emerging comprehensive neighborhood plan will help reduce the very high commercial space vacancies in the mall and will bring more sustainable business services to the entire community. But the biggest and most sinister threat to our emerging comprehensive neighborhood plan are the surreptitious efforts by the Port of Portland. It is well along in its secret plan to convert the precious natural habitat of West Hayden Island into the foundation of another bridge and a gigantic paved-over parking lot for rail cars and intermodal containers. Yet Hayden Island is an officially recognized part of High Noon, and its future is specifically addressed by the 10 vision statements and 40 project proposals in our comprehensive neighborhood plan that the port continues to completely disregard. For these and other compelling reasons, the City Council's vote today to extend the moratorium for another 6 months will allow local residents and business owners to continue working with city planners toward completion of the comprehensive neighborhood plan without this period of protection from these aforementioned special interests. Serious problems of long-lasting effect will significantly reduce the value of the property, business success, quality of life, and natural environment that is Hayden Island. Thank you.
Our next three are Bernie Bottomley, Margaret W. Johnson, and Pamela Ferguson.
You state your name for the record. You each have 3 minutes.
Mayor Potter, members of the council, Bernie Bottomley, representing the Portland Business Alliance today. Really just here to congratulate Commissioner Adams, the property owners, and the residents of the island on coming up with a compromise that I think will allow all the parties to work on a more permanent solution. As a Chamber of Commerce, we are generally opposed to moratoria of any kind. We think they are a last resort, a draconian measure that should only be used in the most emergent situations, and that once imposed, there needs to be an equally focused and concerted effort to arrive at solutions that will allow the moratorium to be lifted so that the property owners can exercise their rights on their property. That said, as an amateur carpenter, I have made more than my fair share of trips to Home Depot out there, and I know all about the traffic issues and appreciate the concerns that the residents there have and that the neighbors have. So with that said, appreciate, Commissioner Adams, your work on this and the work of the property owners and the neighbors in being flexible and finding a compromise that I think will advance everybody's interests. Thanks.
My name is Margaret Johnson. I've lived on Hayden Island for 15 years. Since you've reached an agreement between stakeholders, as Mr. Adams announced, I'm going to dispense with a few paragraphs that I had planned to say, but I do want to emphasize to the council that when the city of Portland annexed East Hayden Island in the late 80s, soon afterwards it allowed the expansion or the reconstruction of what had formerly been a retail center, a bowling alley. Some of you may have gone to the cinema out there. And that is what we're living with now. And that expansion by the city evidently did not take into account that private roads feed private roads that are owned by residents on the island feed this shopping center. So if there has been an agreement to extend this moratorium for 3 months, I hope that the extension and the dialogue with the supercenter people will take into account that private residents, above and beyond our tax dollars, which don't go for roads on Hayden Island, are paying for the roads, the maintenance, we get damage that are now serving Home Depot, CompUSA, they're taking refrigerators, not to mention the traffic that, especially from Washington, that comes to shop there. So I hope that this issue is included in the next 3 months' discussions with all the stakeholders, and I thank you for the pro vote on the moratorium 6 months ago, and I hope you keep it up. Thanks.
Hi, my name is Pam Ferguson. I have lived on Hayden Island for about 4 years only. I represent a group of people that live on the west side of Hayden Island in the Hayden Island mobile home community. There is about 1,000 residents plus there, as well as about 400 homeowners. We have a very diverse population in that community, seniors, single-parent families, young people. We kind of have it all. We have a lot of veterans and things that live in the community as well. We all share a common love for the island. We love the fact that we're usually only 2 minutes away from I-5, but during the crush of the holidays and busy weekends, we're almost 30 minutes away from I-5. So the congestion is a major issue for us on the island. And and the most important thing is planning for the future. I thank Sam Adams and his team for keeping us in the forefront for the past year and keeping our interests, getting our interest up for everyone to know about. And we look forward to our neighborhood comprehensive plan being completed and working with Columbia River Crossings to make sure that life on Hayden Island continues and we have a good quality of life there. Thank you.
Thanks, folks.
Our last two are Jan Zwirtz and Walter Valenta.
Could you repeat the last name? Thanks for being here, folks. When you speak, state your name for the record, and you each have 3 minutes.
Good afternoon. I'm Jan Zwirtz. I'm a director of the Jansen Beach Moorage. I've been on the island since 1999. I believe that the island needs a plan, otherwise the developers will build what they want as quick as they can without regards to the overall workings of the island. We need to look forward to a future and plan for this future of higher fuel costs, and believe the proposed bridge that Columbia Crossings wants to put in, $2 to $6 billion, would put all the lanes in one area and concentrate the traffic even more than it is now. I believe we should spread out the traffic and the risk, and I favor a third corridor. I hope this will be put into the account for this moratorium in the next 3 months, which I favor. Thank you very much.
I'm going to grab my visual aid just a minute, please.
I'll hold it. This is the island.
My name is Walter Valenta, and I serve on the Columbia River Crossing Task Force, and I live up here. You only do a moratorium when it's incredibly important and there's no other tool available. And that's what this really fits. If there ever was an example where this fits, I want to keep us reminded on what the prize here really is. Light rail is right here right now, and it's going to go across here over on a new bridge to Vancouver, right by and adjacent to the property. This bridge is likely to expand more on this side than that side, right by again this property. This entire center part of the island is going to be dramatically changed. An elevated structure, the slough bridge is probably rebuilt, this entire intersection is probably rebuilt, everything brand new, everything through this whole corridor. And not to allow the time to plan the opportunity of a century for the island, because we want to pop a few big boxes in there, is astounding to me, quite frankly, that we didn't handle this before. But I want to keep the eye on the prize. The prize is a once-in-a-generational chance to transform the island that's our northern boundary as part of a $6 billion massive group, and we need to give it the time. I'm willing to do the 3 months if we really have some sincere participation, but this can change. This is expensive, valuable property where there's a light rail station in the middle of it. It might not look exactly like the first application. So give and take on both sides is important. To me, we got to take the time to make sure we get this right. And so I'm willing to do the 3 months, but 3 months may not really be enough time. I would have liked the 6 month, to tell you the truth. I'm settling for the 3 months. But remember, this is too important not to give it the time. Thank you.
Just to reinforce with the council and those watching and in attendance, Walter is also on the Columbia River Crossing, and so in addition to his full-time job making money, he almost has a full-time job on the Columbia River Crossing project, and I appreciate your work there. So the last person is Ed Gerrans, who's the Neighborhood Association president.
Please state your name for the record. You have 3 minutes, sir.
My name is Edward Guerin. I live at 2221 North Menzies Drive in Portland, Oregon. I am the newly elected chair of the board of High Noon, which is the neighborhood association. I want to thank this body for 6 months ago taking on the challenge of the vision of bringing forth this planning process. It's long overdue. You know it's overdue. The other thing is, as Mr. Valenta pointed out, we're going to have a major construction project rip right through the middle of our community. We don't want to be at odds with the people who own the mall. It's where we shop. We want it to be a successful venture. We have repeatedly tried to get them to engage in dialogue, to work with us, because we know the island. We know the neighborhood. All that mall is now is a place where people from Vancouver come to shop. And to pull out from where I live and have to sit in a line of 20 cars and 3 or 4 semis just to get on I-5 to go to work, to go shopping, to go to have dinner, anything. That's the only way we have on and off of that island. And I don't think the people in the mall realize that until the transit issues are fixed They could pour a lot of money into that mall, but they're not going to get any more customers there because people don't want to deal with the traffic to come to it. It is in their interest to work with us and to cooperate with us and to deal with these issues so that we can all have a better quality of life and they can have a successful venture. Now, I would like all the people here who are here today who support the moratorium to stand up for a moment. And I would like those of you on the City Commission, these are the folks who represent a lot more folks. We are glad that finally the ownership of the mall has decided to come and work with us and listen to us and help us have a successful quality of life and business environment that will serve everyone's needs. I hope that during this 3 months, they will in fact do that, that they will communicate with this community, that they will work with us, because we don't want to have a war with them. We're not at odds with them. We simply want, though, to invite them to be a part of our neighborhood, which we know better than anyone else they could hire or spend money to work with this out with. So I want to thank all of you again very much. Please give us 3 months. And please remember that the cooperation that we receive and the team that we're able to form is going to have a lot to do with how this goes next. And these are the folks back here who are counting on you to make sure that dialogue happens. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ed. Thank you.
Is that it?
Yep.
Further discussion?
I would like to have some questions answered. And I don't have a script, but the first I'm trying to, in my mind, organize a little bit how I want to go about this is my view that the council feels a need to be more involved in the decision with respect to the moratorium and just better understand some of the issues involved. So I would, and I'll maybe get some advice from Commissioner Adams on this. I would like to hear more about from either Stephen Tang or Steve Abel or both about the concerns that's been raised that they have not been responsive to working with the neighborhood to develop a plan. I'd also like to hear more about what has been done in the last 6 months during the moratorium to develop the comprehensive plan, where that's at. So
probably Steve and Joe, maybe. Joe, do you want to come up?
So, Steve, you've heard what's been said here. I'm trying to sort out a little better. I have been recently to figure out what some of the issues are involved. Is it accurate that your clients have not agreed to sit down with the neighborhood to develop a development plan for the mall that would better reflect the interests of the Hayden Island community?
So for the record, Steve Abel. That question, I'll focus on that question from the beginning of the moratorium in October. As you know, when the moratorium is enacted, within 60 days after the enactment of the moratorium, there was a vote at the City Council to adopt a plan to begin a process of planning for the island, planning the transportation system for the island. I've said to many people, and in fact, I believe this, that in fact what happens with a moratorium is it stifles communication. It places property owners in a position of an uphill battle, not being able to utilize their property and being stuck, if you will, in potential, in the case of a large property, large losses. That's something that does occur and stifles, I think, communication. Hard to have conversations when the boot's at your neck, if you will. I was encouraged on January 23rd, 3.5 months after the moratorium was issued, to get a phone call from the Bureau of Planning saying they wanted to embark upon a planning process I was also encouraged in the first week of February when Mr. Tang met with representatives of the Bureau of Planning in the mayor's office, again expressing the desire to move forward planning. And in fact, Mr. Tang sending an email to the Bureau of Planning saying he was anxious to move forward with that process. I don't believe that process moved forward in the way that it should have, but with all that said, the reason I made the statements I made today about a diligent process over the next 3 months in communications with the city, I believe we are going to have those communications. And those communications will involve communications with the neighborhood. But during that period of time, I say frankly, with the moratorium, the financial losses that are faced, it's very difficult to have conversations on a very positive level.
But I guess I'm trying to understand if what we're, I don't want this to be a process of futility. If there is no interest on your part to work with the neighbors, that's going to help us decide what to do. Are you saying that your client is willing to sit down, listen to the issues as they're laid out, the connectivity issues, the kinds of developments that they may be interested in, and seeing if you can find a way to move from wherever you've been in the past?
Yeah, the answer to that is yes.
Okay.
It is a yes based upon conversations I've had with Commissioner Adams and his staff and a memorandum that has been shared with you about those conversations.
And then, Joe, what has happened up till now with, we're 6 months into the moratorium. What is it that we had intended to accomplish in October when we imposed the moratorium, and what has been done to achieve those goals up till now?
Currently, we have two contracts underway to do existing conditions assessments of the island around environmental issues and traffic issues. So those are two big pieces to feed into the planning process. We're expect to have the consultant team on board to prepare the plan next month. We're in the process now of hiring a project manager. Interviews for that are next Friday. In the period since the adoption of the moratorium, we have been in development of the scope, negotiations with the CRC and the ODOT around the transportation-related issues, as well as with the port, which has asked that we add West Hayden Island into the consideration, start a West Hayden Island process at the same time we're doing the East Hayden Island process. So it took a little bit of time to sort out how that could be done, and the conclusion's been to separate the two so that we can stay on track timing-wise with East Hayden Island. We've got a process set up that would have the East Hayden Island plan done by April 2008, which is when the moratorium period of all of the pieces were all the extensions were made would be have expired.
Didn't we fund a position at Bureau of Planning to oversee this process when the moratorium was enacted?
Yes.
And we still haven't hired the person?
We have not.
That wouldn't sound like a very confidence building move on our part for the people that own the property.
Yes.
Or the neighbors, I might add. I wouldn't imagine anybody's particularly pleased that we haven't accomplished that.
Yes. The
what's been the problem in getting somebody on board? Don't we have somebody we could appoint to that and then fill that person to backfill whatever?
Well, the dilemma has been within the staffing of the Bureau having to close down other projects to take that up. So after evaluating that, we chose to try to step up to fill the position through recruitment.
And I don't know that this is pointed at you. It isn't. In fact, it isn't pointed at you, but I guess I have to think out loud. I mean, we hadn't done any planning to prepare for this moratorium and just kind of dropped the hammer, and we're taking our time to hire staff and let consultant con. I'm not putting you on the spot.
No, I appreciate
listening. That's could connect these dots for me. But I mean, we took a pretty draconian approach, one that I'm not familiar with ever before, having been taken. And then we just kind of languished for 6 months and allowed everything to stay frozen out there with no improvements or just conversations. I'm having a hard time getting my arms around this moratorium if we're not stepping up to the plate doing our part. I guess.
Yes, Commissioner. What we did do to step up to the plate, even outside of the sort of contracting provisions, was to start the work on transportation and start the work on an environmental assessment. So those are two pieces of work that would typically be part of doing a plan like this. So we are doing that through flexible services contracts using PDOT's actually flexible services contract to do that. So we got work underway, even though we weren't staffed to actually manage the project. The delay on the staffing up of the project manager, I think that is excessive delay. We went through sort of a back and forth process about what the proper way to staff it was, and then really pulled into other discussions with the port on how to deal with West Hayden Island. And so there was a period where the exact scope of this was still in a good bit of flux. We're prepared now to step up, though, and accomplish what needs to be done over the next 3 months and actually plug that right into the neighborhood plan process that we have underway.
So so I won't beat that to death anymore, I think.
I hear you.
I appreciate your response. But there was a February 1st meeting that Steve just talked about with Mr. Tang and planning. Were you involved in that?
Yes.
Okay. So do you have some ideas of what a possible solution is going to look like in the next 3 months?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
And do you think that's achievable?
Yes.
Thank you. That's great.
I had a question about the connection between what we're doing in terms of planning and the Columbia Crossing planning. How is that going to align?
The Columbia Crossing project is still at the staff level, is going to have its recommendations for interchanges by September. And our process is designed to do in this 3-month sort of workshop we're going to do with Jansen Beach really does accelerate it in a useful way, is to have the street network issues that make a difference for the development of the island and how that would allow us to evaluate what different interchange designs might do to that street network system. We're going to have that in place to be able to weigh into the staff's recommendation. That was our target as the place where we have to have enough of a plan done to push back where we think the public interest of the island is being affected by the interchange design. So we're still on target to do that. I don't believe the decision about interchange design is due until the end of the calendar year. So we'll actually have a lot of the plan done enough to respond to that. They're sort of developing the plan, which contains the ideas in the street network. There's another part of it that's really getting into the zoning and to the real details. We don't need that part necessarily to be able to properly respond to Columbia River Crossing. The decision about adding, the third alternative, the arterial bridge alternative, is one we haven't figured into our process yet. We were still thinking it was upstream or downstream in terms of the number of alternatives that CRC would bring forward. So I know we're absolutely on target to be able to respond to the two-option version, and we'll have to talk with CRC more about what work needs to be done to respond to the arterial bridge. Does that make sense?
Thank you.
Thanks.
Other questions? Thanks, folks.
Vote on the amendment and then the ordinance?
Yes. There's no further testimony, correct? Okay, then we will vote on the amendment.
Adams?
Well, one other thank you I wanted to offer is to my colleagues on the City Council for their support and up to this point, we'll see how the vote goes, their support and interest in consideration of this issue. I also wanted to underscore especially to thank Randy Leonard, my colleague on the City Council, for his engagement on this issue and for sticking with me on some very good conversations over the past couple of months on this issue. I want to thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
And with that, I'm happy to look forward to getting to work. We're ready to go and happy to vote aye.
Leonard?
And I really thank Sam a lot. We did have some very spirited conversations over the past few days, and I really appreciate Sam's commitment to doing the right thing, and I think his memorandum today reflects that. But I am a person that I just feel very strongly about being fair, and sometimes some groups think that means it favors them, and other groups think that means it favors them. But when you're fair, it actually oftentimes, at one point or another, makes everybody unhappy. So in that vein, when this comes up for renewal again, I'm going to have a kind of a measuring stick that I'm going to use, and it's going to be a fairness measuring stick. I do believe that for whatever reason, up to some point, that the developers of the shopping center may not have wanted to engage the neighbors, but that's history in my determination. From this date until the expiration of this agreement, I do expect them to do, as was represented here today, work in good faith to try to meet legitimate concerns halfway. If that doesn't happen, I just need to be clear that will greatly influence how my next vote goes. And in the interest of fairness, if the neighbors dig in and decide that they have leverage and aren't as equally earnest in finding a middle road, I will tell you that will greatly influence how I vote the next time. But just to make sure I've covered everybody, if the city behaves in the way it has in the last 6 months in providing resources in an earnest attempt to resolve this, I cannot support another extension. It is not fair to cause the kind of financial hardships we have as a city and then drop the ball and not do the things we should be doing. And I cannot vote to extend this if that happens again. So with those three caveats in mind and my, again, thanks to Commissioner Adams for his passionate advocacy of this issue, I vote aye.
Saltzman? Stan.
Well, I also want to thank Commissioner Adams. Good work, and both sides. It's a, you know, it's a difficult situation, but I think this is the right approach, and I believe we have a chance, I'll say, to get this right. We're not there yet. Voting on this moratorium won't get anything right, but it will give us a chance, and I look forward to working with you to trying to pull it off. Aye.
Potter.
Well, I do expect to, in 3 months, hear some good news. I want to make sure that all the parties have a voice in the discussion. And I appreciate Commissioner Adams' leadership on this issue. I appreciate the leadership of the community. And it's good to see that people are sitting down to talk. That's how the council likes to see situations resolved, is by people of goodwill sitting down and solving a mutual problem and issue that's concerned to them. So in 3 months, I hope to hear some very good news, perhaps even before then. I vote aye. Please read the 245 time, sir.
Right, do a roll on the ordinance as amended.
Okay.
Adams?
Aye.
Leonard?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Sten?
Aye.
Potter?
Aye.